This is WBNC News, and I'm Marissa Murphy. Here's what's coming up for March 21st, 2021. A company looking to develop on what is now Old Your Country Club presented their plan to the residents at Chesterfield at a recent meeting.
The proposed developer met with several organizations in town ahead of the informational meeting, such as the Chesterfield Township Athletic Association and the Historical Society. We have the details.
Election 2021 has begun as residents have officially announced their candidacy in hopes of becoming Bordentown City Commissioners. And the mascot of the Trenton Thunder, Boomer, was spotted in Chesterfield this week. We'll tell you what the big blue Thunderbird was up to. Those stories and more coming up next on WBNC News. Good evening, and thank you for joining us. Topping our report tonight, Old York Country Club has officially ceased operations at their golf course. In a letter obtained by WBNC News, Old York announced to its members that it can no longer afford to operate the business at a loss. They said since purchasing the business in 2013, they were simply, quote, unable to make our vision of restoring Old York to its glory days a reality, unquote. An interested buyer presented a development plan to the Chesterfield Township Committee and over 150 residents at a meeting this past week. Ben Wolverton has more for us tonight in Chesterfield.
Last week, the Old York Country Club officially shut down golf and restaurant operations and will begin the process of refunding all golf and pool dues within 30 days. They will honor all banquets that are scheduled to be held at their venue for the remainder of 2021. More than 150 people were virtually present during the construction proposal. Renderings were shown of the warehouse and the visibility from the road during different seasons. During the public comments portion, many residents were not convinced they wouldn't see the building, as they can see and hear Old York Country Club right now. Prior to the March 18th committee meeting, the developer met with many different township organizations, like the Chesterfield Township Athletic Association. The developer also met with the Chesterfield Township Historical Society to discuss the Decker House, a patterned brickwork building constructed in 1740. The developer proposed to move the house to a location on the property closer to Old York Road, renovate it, and at least temporarily use it as an office building.
We have received a proposal from and intend to engage Wolf House Building, or House and Building Movers, I should say, for the relocation. We have found them to be exceptionally qualified for this type of work, and they will be using a unified jacking system and power dolly system to effectuate the move.
The PowerPoint shown during the meeting went into detail, estimating the warehouse would pay over $1 million in taxes annually, compared to the country club's $91,000.
The proposal that we're putting forward here assumes that the project will be subject to full taxes and will not be the subject of any financial agreement for payments in lieu of taxes. So, in my opinion, using the assumptions that we've put together, I believe that the project will generate approximately $1.9 million in taxable revenue to Chesterfield Township.
A tax expert witness provided by the developer estimated taxpayers would see a reduction in taxes by about $900 each. This was called into question when he was informed that both Chesterfield and Northern Burlington are classified as underfunded school districts, and this could potentially just break even. The developer said their presentation would be made available via the township as soon as the committee approves that. And the next steps for Chesterfield Township, Mayor Jeremy Lika has instructed the board to meet with their professionals along with the potential developer to, quote, see where we go with this. The proposed project is already being met with some opposition from residents who have formed a Save Old York organization. They've already started to distribute signs around the community opposing warehouse construction. Much more to come on this in the coming months. In Chesterfield, I'm Ben Wolverton, WBNC News.
In other news, Chesterfield Township Fire Company assisted North Hanover Saturday for a large barn fire. Crews assisted with water supply and fire suppression, including cutting through the garage door for better access to extinguish the fire. The owner of the 25 by 40 foot pole barn said they were grateful for the hard work of all that responded to the scene. It may not arrive to welcome ears, but election 2021 has begun. Bordentown City residents will choose three commissioners on Tuesday, May 11th, just 50 days from now. Several candidates have announced their intention to challenge the three incumbents. John Brodowski, Joe Myers, and James Lynch Jr., the current mayor, are all currently serving as Bordentown commissioners and are seeking additional four-year terms. Edward Foley IV will also appear on the ballot, currently serves on the planning board, and wants to continue helping develop the new master plan as a commissioner. Jennifer Sciortino is also running. Sciortino is a Governor Murphy administration official serving as the state's Treasury's Director of Communications. She hopes to improve the communication between the elected officials and residents. In Chesterfield, there is one seat up for election, currently held by Committeeman Srikant Dopti. And on the Chesterfield School Board, there is one seat up for election, and current board member Jackie Hallow has told WBNC News she will not be seeking re-election. The mascot of the Trenton Thunder was spotted in Chesterfield this past week. Boomer the Thunderbird was at Chesterfield Elementary School helping to pass out prizes to students who helped fundraise during the Chesterfield Public Education Fund Boosterthon event. WBNC News is a sponsor of the Trenton Thunder. And as we take a look at the flag at the Municipal Building, here is your five-day weather forecast. Monday will be sunny, high 61, low 36. Tuesday would be partly cloudy, high of 64, low of 41. Wednesday will be cloudy with some showers in the afternoon, high of 63, low of 50. Thursday will be partly cloudy with some light showers, high of 72, low of 55. And Friday will be partly cloudy with some light showers throughout the afternoon, high of 73, low of 50. See news happening? Email us at breaking@wbncnews.com or text us at 609-474-4119. From all of us here at WBNC News, I'm Marissa Murphy, and have a good night.